Kim was, in modern parlance, streetwise. He had known all manner of evil, and yet he retained his innocence. It is to Kipling's credit as a storyteller that he could grip the imagination of the adult, as he had the child so many years ago. That is, until one reaches the end of the book. The end still disappointed me, for Kim is left suspended between his mystical yearnings and the reality of his life as a secret agent, between being an Indian and being British. I had long wanted to write a novel about the British in India, but not a novel about mutinies or the Raj. I wanted to write about Indians in a British-ruled India slowly coming awake. At the start of this century, British rule in India was unshakable and seemed permanent. It would last for centuries to come. There was no doubt about this in the minds of the British or the Indians as together we entered the 20th century. There was, however, a small handful of men and women, British and Indian, who thought differently and were persecuted for their belief that India should be free. India was slowly beginning to change. I thought I would like to write a novel set in the first two decades of the 20th century that would attempt to capture the complexities of this change. I needed a major character for this novel, one who was quintessentially British, yet also Indian. He had to be accepted by both without question as one of their own, a person who would reflect the conflict of loyalties.